Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Before we get started, I want to let you know that the Captain Max and the Starfighters podcast series is now a podcast where the listeners choose what happens next. At the end of each episode, the listeners are given a few choices and then told how they can vote, and the most votes is the story that I write next. So click the link in the show notes or search for Captain Max wherever you listen and catch up. Now let's get into a shout-out. Fawn Pexa from Belgium enjoys the stories. Thanks for listening, Fawn. I think if you were a character from the stories, you'd be a water wizard, and you'd be able to turn yourself into water and travel through lakes and streams and oceans. Thanks for listening, Fawn. For today's episode, we return to Dropkick Sisters for Invisible Invasion, Part 3. The jungle path to the western beach was eerily quiet. No chip-chip birds, no golden-tusked elephants. Even the usually noisy flower monkeys were missing. Devni and Samaya crept through the underbrush as silently as they could, approaching the beach where the captured poacher had told them they would find the animals. "Look," Samaya whispered, pointing through the leaves. They were well hidden in a thick leafy bush. Devni checked it out, and there, anchored just offshore, was a massive ship. But what was happening on the beach made her jaw drop. Cages, dozens of them, were floating through the air as if carried by ghosts, moving in a line from the beach towards small boats that ferried back and forth to the larger ship. "Invisible poachers," Devni whispered, "loading invisible animals." Some of the animals were not completely invisible. Parts of them flickered in and out of sight where the rainbow chameleon spray had rubbed off. The sisters crouched lower as 2 sets of footprints appeared in the sand near them, accompanied by voices. Some invisible poachers were nearby, and luckily they didn't see the girls.
"That's the last of the priority specimens," one voice said. "Boss wants these ones first."
"Right," said another voice.
"Ship leaves in 5 minutes. Rest of us'll stay here and keep collecting. Plenty more magical creatures here on Vale's list." "Yeah, ship'll be back next week for the second load. Boss was specific about which ones he wanted first, though. Something about them being compatible or whatever."
Samaya grabbed Devni's arm.
"We can't let that ship leave."
Devni nodded. They had to act fast. Her eyes darted around the beach, looking for something, anything, that could help. That's when she spotted it, a bottle of the invisibility spray, dropped in the sand near a stack of empty cages.
"There's our ticket aboard," Devni said, pointing to the bottle.
"But we should go get help," Samaya started to say.
"The island rangers?"
"There's no time," Devni cut her off.
"The ship leaves in 5 minutes. The only way to get Vale is to get to his island. If we bust these poachers now, Vale is just going to hire more."
They locked eyes for a second. They both knew this was crazy. No backup, no plan, no way to tell anyone where they were going. But they also knew they had no choice.
"I can't believe we're doing this," Samaya said, already moving toward the bottle.
"That's why it'll work," Devni replied with a grin. "Because it's exactly the kind of crazy thing nobody would expect."
The sisters darted out from their hiding spot, snatched the bottle, and ducked behind a stack of cages.
"Same stuff they've been using, concentrated rainbow chameleon secretions."
"Well," said Devni, "at least we know it works. Ready?" Samaya nodded, and they quickly sprayed themselves down.
It felt like being doused in cold, sticky syrup.
"This is so weird," Devney said. "But remember, we can see invisible things, and invisible things can see us too."
"Shh,"
Samaya whispered. "We need to get aboard before—"
5 minutes! A voice boomed from the ship. "We leave in 5 minutes!
Let's go," Devney whispered,
and two sets of footprints appeared in the sand, racing toward the last small boat, preparing to ferry cargo to the large ship. The Dropkick Sisters were about to infiltrate a poacher's ship, completely invisible, with no backup, no plan, and no way to call for help. But at least they were doing it together. With only minutes before the ship's departure, Devney and Samaya crept between the stacks of cages on the beach. Poachers were all around, some covered in invisible spray, some not.
"They're all still here,"
Samaya whispered, hearing chirps and snuffles from the cages around them. She reached out her invisible hand and petted a furry grub bear.
"Shh, it's okay, little guy."
"Look,"
Devney's voice came from nearby.
"This one's wearing off."
A butthorn was becoming partially visible in one of the cages, its front half still visible, but its back end, complete with its signature butthorn, was dry where the spray had worn off. The creature looked terrified.
"I recognize that butthorn," Samaya said. "That's Mrs. Pippin's butthorn from the petting zoo. And over here, look."
Devney's voice moved to another cage.
"They took an entire hive of barbecue bees."
Their investigation was cut short by approaching footsteps in the sand. The sisters froze as two invisible poachers walked right between them, their view blocked by the crates they were carrying.
"Careful with that cage," one said. "Those rainbow snails are worth more than you'll make in a year."
"Why does Vale want so many different creatures anyway?" asked the other voice.
"That's above our pay grade. We just collect them. Though I did hear something strange about experiments, but you didn't hear that from me."
"Last boat," came a shout from the water. "Let's move."
"That's our ride," Devney whispered to her sister.
They hurried toward the small boat, which was already piled high with invisible cages.
"How do we—" Samaya started to ask. "Jump on the back," Devney whispered urgently. "Just let it drag us."
They grabbed onto the back of the boat just as it started moving, their bodies dragging in the water. The poachers couldn't see them, and the sticky invisibility spray wasn't immediately washed away by the water. Getting aboard the ship proved even trickier. Cages were being hoisted up by crane, and crew members were climbing up and down the gangplank. Most of the invisible poachers stayed on the island to go collect more animals. So most of the poachers on the large ship couldn't see Samaya and Devney. They waited until the next stack of cages was being lifted by a small crane onto the ship, and then they jumped from the boat and grabbed onto the bottom cage. Slowly, the crane lifted them up alongside the ship. They held their bodies close to the cages as it raised up.
"Don't look down," Devney whispered.
"Wasn't planning to,"
Samaya replied through gritted teeth. Just then, they heard a creaking sound above them. They looked up to see that, because of their added weight, the bottom crate was slipping out of the crane's ropes.
"The cage is slipping," Samaya whispered. "Swing up onto the boat," Devney commanded. "One, two, now!"
They swung their invisible bodies toward the ship and let go, landing with a soft thud on the deck. A nearby crew member turned at the sound.
"You hear something?"
he asked another invisible poacher.
"Yeah, probably one of these animals. Come on, help me strap these cages below deck. We're casting off in 2 minutes."
The sisters lay still, hiding between some crates, until the footsteps moved away.
"That," Samaya whispered, "was too close."
"Oh no," Devney replied. "That was just the beginning."
They felt the ship's sails gather wind and cast away from the beach. There was no turning back now. The Dropkick Sisters were headed to Vale's Island, whether they were ready or not. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and things to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.